Listen to part of a lecture in a business class.
Last time we talked about the design and production of advertisements. Today we'll be discussing how advertisers decide where to display their ads. This is critical to a successful marketing campaign because it builds up the consumer's brand awareness, their knowledge of a product made by a particular manufacturer. And studies show that the more you're aware of a product, there's a greater chance you'll buy it. Now, most ads we see in the media, like in newspapers, television, or magazines, are placed where the product is matched with a medium of a similar theme. Let's take the medium of magazines as an example. If you were to flip through, say, an automotive magazine, what kind of ads would you expect to find? Jack?
Ads for cars, car parts, tires, stuff like that.
Good. When you have an ad for a certain product in media with a similar theme, we call that congruent media. Congruent simply means it fits. It's what you'd expect. Congruent media placement is the most logical choice for marketing a product. First, it's obvious that people reading a car magazine are interested in cars. So if you place a car ad there, you know you're reaching the right audience. Also, research shows that when people read an ad in a congruent medium, afterwards, they have pretty good recall of what was advertised. Now, there's another approach. That's placing ads in incongruent media. Incongruent media are the magazines, newspapers, TV spots, where the theme doesn't match the theme of the product. Even though it seems counterintuitive, research shows that this also is an effective marketing strategy. One study tested this by placing car advertisements in a magazine that had an incongruent theme, and it found that this contributed to consumers' positive attitude toward the ad and the car being advertised.
What kind of magazine was it?
A cooking magazine.
Wow, that worked. I'd have imagined it'd be a distraction to see something like that, you know, out of place.
Well, keep in mind that potential car buyers don't read only car magazines. Most have other interests. Many of them probably subscribe to other magazines. A Newsweekly, a financial publication, something related to a special interest or hobby. So what marketers have to do then is carefully research potential customers and look for overlapping interests. Which magazines overlap most with the interests of the car buyer? Then, when they do choose to place ads in incongruent media, they know they'll be effective.
Okay.
Now, this study suggests that because the people reading a cooking magazine didn't expect to see a car ad, they actually paid more attention. And so, for example, when people who like reading about cars see a car ad in a car magazine, they might pass over it quickly. While here,
they actually took more time to read the ad.
Right. People pay more attention. They process the information more carefully when it appears in a medium with a different theme. This ultimately results in stronger brand awareness, which leads to a more favorable impression of that product overall. Jenny?
So, according to this study, basically, when I see an ad in an unexpected place, it'll make me want to buy the product?
Well, yes and no. The research shows that you'll probably remember that ad, and you're more likely to feel positive about that product. Now, whether you'll go out and buy it is another story. Of course, there are other factors at work here. You remember those criteria we discussed last week? Anyway, this explains why most marketers today rely on a mix of congruent and incongruent media. But there are limits to how incongruent the media should be. You don't want a total mismatch. So, in a magazine aimed at new parents, you often see car advertisements, since parents buy and drive cars. But there are different types of cars, right? For example, placing an ad here for a big roomy van, which is popular with big families, would make sense. But a snappy little sports car with only two seats? Well, that would clearly be too much of a mismatch.
Yeah, oh my goodness gracious. Now let's see if this Cornell style ended up doing well. Now how about you? Do you think you did all right, I guess you could say? What do you think? Talk to me.
I think I was able to get like good information.
Okay. All right.
And beside that, the audio was like very good. Like, I mean, I didn't expect like the twist they're going to have at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. And so you're going to see exactly what I wrote down in terms of that twist, because I know that there are a little there are some inference questions that end up happening. You know what I mean? So what I'm going to hurry up and do is, yes. Okay, so here we go. Let's break down what I ended up writing. Okay, and so this is going to be very fascinating. Now, at the very beginning, I don't know why I wrote it, but hey, it doesn't hurt to actually write it. Now, I wrote down how ads and where they're displayed build brand awareness, people wanting to buy it. Now, again, this gives me a tiny bit of an overview. Now, obviously, this was about two different types of ads, right? And so the gist purpose question, I know that I'm going to summarize everything I took notes on. I'm going to summarize it in a way that it's very easy for me to hurry up and find that gist purpose question. Okay. And I'm going to eliminate all the ones that are very specific. But nonetheless, here we go. Example magazine. That's the first thing I wrote over here to the left. Flip Drew didn't have to write that down. But Jack ended up saying, okay, well, if you are in a car magazine, okay, and you flip through it, what are you going to find? Jack said, oh, cars, tires, stuff like that. And so that means it's a similar theme. That's the congruent way. It fits. It's logical. And number one, she said, is that this car advertisement reaches its audience. However, in the research, you're going to be able to recall, I guess, but there's also incongruent. And there was a study. Car ads and let's say a cooking magazine, right? That's what I wrote.
She was talking about cooking magazine.
It's going to have to have a positive attitude. And so the student would say, the student said, wouldn't that be a distraction? You know, but then again, similar interests, News Weekly, financial stuff, they have an overlap in interest and that ends up being effective, right? Mm-hmm. And so another example, a question, take more time. I don't know what I wrote down there. That didn't make any sense, but pay more attention, strong brand awareness. Now, Jenny said,
yeah, that, I know why you say that, because you were saying like people that are not expecting that kind of information in the magazine is going to like catch the information like, hey, why this is here? And they're going to read and try to understand why what was there.
Good. Very, very good. So then Jenny, you know, she was talking about, are they going to be able to buy it? And the professor said yes and no. And I immediately thought about what you just said about 5 minutes ago. You're like, sometimes they say these things. And remember, they're going to be able to remember it. But buying it is a different story. That's what yes and no means. Okay. And then the limits, total mismatch at the very end. Big roomy van, I put check. Porsche, no, for a family. With these notes, I should be able to go 6 out of 6 based on the process of elimination. Okay. And so let's see. And again, marketing, that's just my thing because, you know, I just love marketing. Although this is probably from like 20 years ago because nobody markets, okay, through, you know, that type of, you know, that medium, magazines. When was the last time you read through a magazine? Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So let's check this out. What is the lecture mainly about? Congruent, incongruent, advertising, audiences. This is kind of what we're aiming for. So let's look at A. Advantages of congruent over incongruent? No, because there are advantages to both.
Yeah, and beside that, they are not only talking about how to sell cars.
Oh.
So that one is
excellente. Okay. All right. How about B? The advantages of using magazines over television? Absolutely not.
They were saying like both are pretty good.
Excellent. Good. All right. And C, how incongruent media can be used for effective? No.
I mean, they talk about, but that is not the main idea of
You have to mention both congruent and incongruent. For me to consider it to be an answer, I need to see congruent and incongruent. But look at how advertising using only one type of media can increase brand awareness. But you know what? We eliminated a lot of those answers. But remember what I wrote. It said how ad where display build brand awareness, people buy it. That's what I wrote down at the very beginning. So was that a bit of a distractor? Oh, this is a little bit weird because all these answers are fucking bad.
Yeah.
But
I mean, for sure, one type of media.
What is the media, though? Is the media both congruent and incongruent?
Yeah, because it's the vehicle. It's whatever they're using to reach to the customer.
So is that vehicle congruent and incongruent?
Yeah.
A little bit of an inference question, huh? These motherfucking stupid ass, whatever you want to call these people, huh? Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, I think I'm going to go with D.
C, again, C doesn't, incongruent is like 60% of it. So I'm very confused. I can't choose C because it makes up only 60% of my notes. So what would you choose? This is a really fucked up, and these are some shitty answers. But what would you choose? And congruent was only mentioned 40%. But then again, A, I wouldn't be surprised if it is the answer. Or are we overthinking? What do you think?
No, A and B for me doesn't make any sense. A and B that are gone.
Okay,
have
so
to be
then,
between C and D.
Okay. Okay. All right. So see how incongruent media can be used for effective advertising? Again, 60% of it. But then again, D is 100%. So I just...
I'm gonna go with D.
I'm going D. See, I knew it. See, that... I'm sorry.
No.
This can't be the right answer. See, ain't no goddamn way. Nah, I'm sorry. That only makes up 60% of my notes. The medium is congruent and incongruent. These Indians and Chinese,
okay,
if they motherfucking
shit. Let's try to break this because she'll be a reason.
But how?
Because they are using the only one type, because they never specify, like, it's only one type of media.
Yeah,
I mean, they talk about TV and that was the only thing was like kind of making sound to me like, that doesn't sound right.
But see his ass. See, only 60%. It could grow in his mention halfway through down my notes.
No. That one is...
I'm sorry. Listen, there are just going to be some bad just purpose questions. We're going to have to just go with it and just fuck it off.
Okay.
However, I don't believe it's the Chinese that fucked this up, although they fuck up everything. Okay, the Chinese fuck up everything. I totally understand. But all these answers are fucking ass. Both you and I can agree. Okay, so fuck you, China. No, I'm kidding. They didn't create it. It was actually Americans that created it. But maybe they selected the wrong answer. Or they wrote it down because they're just dumb as fuck. Let's keep it going. All right, now we're going to get the rest of these correct, no doubt. Okay, that just purpose was pure ass. Let's keep it going. According to the professor, what is one of the advantages of placing an advertisement in congruent? This is going to be easy. Let's go down to our details. It fits a similar theme. It's logical. And it reaches the right amount of people. I just summarized my detailed notes in my Cornell style note taken. And from that summary, Louisa, I need you to do that. I don't want you to look at the answers. Because sometimes we're basing it off what we remember. I want you to go to your notes and summarize that area. I wrote down con right here. Logical, it fits, car advertisement can reach, etc. And then, of course, similar and the thing is similar to the thing. I just summarized that. That's what I'm going to look for in my answer. So now let's go to A. A, consumers process the information. Fuck you. Nope.
No.
B, the advertisement is seen by consumers who would be most interested in the product advertised. That's an excellent A. C, consumers can easily compare advertised competitors. Absolutely not. D, consumers are repeatedly exposed to the advertisement. I did not write down exposure.
They didn't say B for sure. That was easy.
Now that's how it should be. Now that could have been a hard question if you didn't know how to take notes. Okay, but that just purpose question, like I told you, was a bunch of motherfucking bullshit. Okay, all the wrong answers. Okay, so here we go. Fuck those motherfuckers. I just say it because motherfuckers just don't know what they be doing. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's keep it going. Rhetorical purpose question. You have to look for the main idea. So check this out. How is this going to work? Why does the professor mention car buy? You see how it's very detailed? Car buyers subscribe to more than one magazine. Now, remember, obviously, the result of why they do that is because they have more hobbies, such
more
as
hobbies
and this and that. So what happens is that's the incongruent. What I mentioned before that was, okay, incongruent doesn't match. One study, car advertisements, people have a positive attitude, like a cooking magazine and having a car right there. So why does it mention that? It kind of, what I summarize this to be is by putting cars in places where
people are not expecting
expect them. Exactly. That is what
I also have
it would be. All right. Now let's go see if we can get this rhetorical purpose.
I literally have like consumers not expecting more attention. And I put in between brackets, I say more careful. Remember, and positive.
Oh, we're between A and D. I hurry up and scanned over the answers. Okay, let's check out A. Okay. To emphasize the importance of product. Product design. No. And appealing to readers with different interests. B, to emphasize.
It doesn't say design, maybe can be an option. But they are not talking about like they are like changing the appearance or anything on the product just for the consumers.
Right.
So that one
is
gone.
Right. How about B, to emphasize the importance of keeping a marketing strategy up to date? Abso-fucking-lutely not.
No.
C, to give an example of how marketing can expand a magazine's readership? Fuck no.
No.
This says nothing about readership. Now, D, to show why marketers need to research overlapping interests.
Yeah, actually, I have overlapping on my notes.
And that comes above from before they actually... Wait, hold on. Overlapping is a little bit after. So, subscribe to more than one magazine. It's the result, and that's what I'm a little bit scared. I'm a little afraid of that. I'm looking for
because the question is like, why the professor mention? Yes, you're right.
Because a rhetorical purpose always comes before, not after. The result D comes after. I'm scared.
But, can you repeat that?
Okay, so a rhetorical purpose question. You are supposed to find where these keywords are. Car buyers subscribe to more than one magazine. I found it. But the thing is, why does the professor mention that? It comes slightly above. It comes before, just like the reading, right? It comes in the main idea. This is the supporting detail. I'm scared because D is the result of the detail. We're not supposed to look after. I would be more prone, based on the strategy of rhetorical purpose, I would be more prone to select an A. But if D, the result, is the answer, China really fucked this one. So let's see. 3, 2, 1. It should never be in the result. Although it is a very good answer, rhetorical purpose should never be a result of the supporting detail. So this is a little bit weird. Now, remember, I understand the product design and I would eliminate that, but the rhetorical purpose should never, ever, ever be in the result. We're not trying to look for the result. We're talking about why the professor mentions that's the main idea.
I think this is one of those questions, like this is the less wrong. Like the, you know, like all are wrong.
Right.
Correct. And this one is like the less, like the more accurate, like more close.
Right.
Like and less crazy.
Right. And to be honest with you, listen, I don't even know when they had this motherfucking audio. Okay. This audio must go back for about 20 years plus. It's the 38. I don't know how old these are, okay? Now, if you were to do 58, 57, 56, 55, those are similar to what you would have on the test. I don't know what the fuck this is. And maybe they switched up the rhetorical purpose from the last 20 years until now, because guess what? Okay. My strategy didn't work on an old lecture. Therefore, I think there have been some changes. So nonetheless, again, I understand product design eliminated just because based on design, but here is the result. I don't like it. So let's keep it going. A little bit weird, but it should always work. Okay. We'll go up to one of the ones before this next. Okay. So the professor just keeps a research study of which advertisements were placed in a cooking magazine. What did the researchers find? Okay. Ooh. Okay, well, first and foremost, we could eliminate B and C. B talks about attention to the advertisements on location. No.
They never talk about location.
Negative attitude? No. So I'm looking at my notes and I'm just like, okay, well, this is a little bit weird. I've never seen this type of question. So I just went in and started eliminating some of the keywords that I know are absolutely false, and I eliminated B and C. So now we're between A and D, luckily. Okay?
A and D.
Baby! I already watered it. Okay, sorry.
A and D.
Okay, A and D. That's right. So readers paid attention to the advertisement because the product advertised did not match the magazine's theme. I love A. D, readers' responses to the cooking articles were not affected. Well, no, they were affected.
No.
Hold on. Readers' responses to the cooking articles were not affected? Yeah, it better be A. I was scared. Yeah. Based on what's happening in this
vitamin,
boy, they've been fucking up. They fuck it up big time. Okay, what was that?
But let me tell you, D can be an option. I mean, I know it's not an option, but maybe they put that one because we can get confused. Remember when the professor said like yes and no? Like there is some people like maybe they're not gonna the article is not gonna catch the attention because maybe they don't care or they are not into that.
Right.
I feel like that is the only way I can get confused.
Right.
No,
that's actually, and you know what? I went right down there too. I went right down to the yes or no, but I'm just like, hold on. But this question is so weird. I've never seen this before. This is why I'm in the 38th. So, my God. And so that's why I just said, you know what? Let me go to the answer. So sometimes, Louisa, if you see a question, like I said, these are the older ones. This is in the 38 range. And so it doesn't really make, it's really not similar to the ones that you would hear in present day. Let's just say that this sounds like a 2004 because she didn't even mention the internet. She said television. Okay, how old does motherfucker have to be? All right. And so if we actually look at this one in comparison with the ones you listen to in present day, it's totally different, right? So nonetheless, if you're looking at a question, you're like, what the fuck? And then you go to your notes. And then you're thinking, you're like, should I even look at my notes? I said, you know what? Nah, I went to B and I went to C and I quickly eliminated them. And I know based on A and D, I think I'm going to be able to do it without looking at my notes. So sometimes you're just going to say to yourself, hold on, what did the researchers find? Well, I didn't write down what the researchers found. I do have some notes, but you know what? Let me see if I can just eliminate some shit. I found location here. And I found negative attitude here. I quickly eliminated B and C.
Okay. Because I know they never talk about all those things.
That's right. Negative attitude. It was supposed to say positive attitude. Location. Mm-hmm. She didn't say one location in the entire audio.
Nothing.
All right. Let's keep it going. All right. Oh, here we go again. Let's see if we might have to focus on a result this time. Why does the professor describe two types of car advertisements in a magazine for parents?
That was at the end of the lecture, right?
That's right. There's a mixture, right? There's limits. I wrote down limits. I don't know why. But remember, it can mismatch. Okay?
Okay.
Big roomy van, check. Porsche X. So she's doing a comparison between an advertisement that's good towards a family and an advertisement that's bad towards a family. So I'm kind of
She was talking about like the sport car and the family car.
Right. And so you see A and B says to compare. However, in C and D, it says to point out. Now, to point out that magazines are most effective type, I'm quickly eliminating D because it just doesn't relate to that whatsoever in terms of my summary that I just gave. C, it says to point out a medium that is too incongruent with the product will not reach potential buyer. Too incongruent, such as a Porsche?
No.
Okay. B, to compare reactions, older, younger? Fuck no. B is terrible.
No.
So now we're between A and C. A, to compare the common features of advertisements in congruent and incongruent media. I'm kind of leaning towards C. Who would have ever thought? I thought it would be compare. But now it just like C is better. You know why? Because C, it says too incongruent. T-O-O. What's that too incongruent? The Porsche.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like, yeah, Porsche, C can be. Car,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because she said like you can kind of like mix and match, but you always have to keep in mind like what you're gonna put in the magazine.
Yep.
Like that's, she said, okay, like you can put car information in a, I don't know, like a cookies magazine, but I mean, what type of car?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You cannot expect like whoever is like a family, they don't gonna buy a Porsche, because that's where right. They're gonna feed the three kids, you know?
Boom.
Yeah, for sure. See.
All right. All right. Let's get one. Here we go. Oh, your favorite one. Let me guess. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
For sure.
3, 2, 1.
Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
So, according to this study, basically, when I see an ad in an unexpected place, it'll make me want to buy the product?
Well, yes and no.
Told you.
The research shows that you'll probably remember that ad, and you're more likely to feel positive about that product. Now, whether you'll go out and buy it is another story.
Now, check this out. It's not about the content at all. It's okay. Not about the content. It's about why is the professor correcting the student.
Okay.
Now, if you look, this is a little bit crazy. She does not agree with the conclusions of the study. It's not about the study. I told you. That's why I eliminate D too. The student's conclusion applies to congruent but not incongruent media. I don't buy that either. However, B and C, different research studies have led to conflicting conclusions. I don't know if it's about different research. However, C, the student's conclusion is only partly correct. That's why the professor said yes and no.
Yes and no. Yeah, we'll go with C.
There you go. Here you go. What?
We passed.